And if you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 19. John chapter 19, and it's our passage for today as we honor our mothers. And we sure want to do a good job on that today. And every day, saying to our moms, we love her, and showing her in very practical, everyday ways. John chapter 19, you may remember, we were here just a couple of weeks ago. If you're reading through the Context Bible daily reading plan, you pass through here. And I don't know if you noticed, but there's a beautiful scene just at the foot of the cross that I think is perfect for Mother's Day. Very pointed, very powerful, very tender. And I'd like to share it with you today and make two observations. Here's the scripture, John chapter 19, verse 25. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, John, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Two observations. Number one, in his darkest hour, in the worst moments of his life, there hanging on a cross with his last breath, dying, Mary was there. Mary was there. And she would have stood out in this crowd to be sure, because I want you to remember what kind of crowd this was. This is a hostile crowd. They are jeering and mocking and making fun of and blaspheming. They are bloodthirsty. They want him dead. She stands out like a rose among thorns, to be sure, in this non-sympathetic crowd calling for the death of her son. But in spite of the crowd and in spite of the hostility and in spite of this gruesome scene, there's a mother standing by the cross, standing by her son. Mary was close enough. Even after many disciples fled, even the close friends of Jesus, Peter, who denied Jesus three times, and yet there is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She is standing there, standing by the cross, standing by her son. And are we surprised? No, not really. Not really surprised. It's just like a mother, isn't it? It's just like a mom. Moms believe in us when others lose faith and confidence in us. Moms are courageous and continue fighting when others are more cowardly and give up the fight. Moms are faithful. Moms are patient and kind. Moms are all of those things, and moms fight even when everybody else walks away. And she might have been excused, Mary, if she had walked away as well. I mean, let's just roll the camera back for a moment and reminded of the story. She was there when he was born. She was there when he was dedicated. She was there when he stayed behind in the temple at 12 years of age. She was there when he turned the water into wine at her bidding. But I want you to remember, she was there also when he rebuffed her reproof. Remember, there was a time when Jesus was teaching, he was gaining in popularity, his ministry was growing in momentum, and Mary, not quite sure what to make of all this, and likely with his siblings who also had a hard time accepting that their older brother was Messiah, show up and try to call him out and calm him down and rein him in. Remember, doing just what a mother would do. She sees the storm on the horizon. She knows trouble's brewing, so she does what she can to protect her son. I think it's an innocent mother move. And Jesus says something to this effect, if you recall, "My mother and brothers are these who are listening to the word and obeying the word. They are citizens of the kingdom." I don't think Jesus was insulting his mother. I think he was making a statement that this time has moved now from obedience to mom in the home to honoring of mom, but not at the expense of honoring the father. But I could see how a tender mom's heart would feel at such a moment. Couldn't we give her just a little bit of a pass if in this moment she said, "Well, you know what? I warned him. I tried to tell him. I went very intentionally and confronted him with his siblings, and he wouldn't listen to me. He rejected me and my counsel and my wisdom, and he did what he wanted to do. So he brought this on himself. Has your mom ever told you, you made your bed, now you got to lie in it? Would we be too angry with Mary if she had done something similar in this moment to preserve self, to take care of herself, to protect herself, if she just maybe went on along and gave up? But that doesn't sound like a mom, does it? No, moms are faithful even when wounded. Moms are amazing that way. They love when they feel unloved. They are patient when everybody else is in a hurry. They are merciful when everybody else cries out for judgment. They are forgiving when no one else will let go of the hurt. They are faithful, faithful, faithful. But I don't want you to miss this. As tender and sweet and loving and merciful and forgiving as moms can be, Mary is there for more than a statement of her forgiveness, mercy, love towards her son. That's really little of the story, if any. I think Mary's here watching over and watching out for her boy in these worst possible moments of life. You know what I would say about Mary as a mother? She was tender, but she was tough. Can those two mutually coexist? You better believe it. You got a mom? You know what I mean. Moms can be tender and loving and kind and sweet. And it's a good thing, because we dads, we are quite gifted in that area. When my kids used to come up to me and they'd say, "Dad, my arm hurts when I do this," I always said, "What? Don't do that. What are you doing? Stop." "But Dad, I can't." "Stop. Don't do that." Moms zero in on the hurt, and they move in and they warm and wrap and comfort and encourage and help and bless. Dads, don't do that. Moms are tender. But if you got a mom, you know your mom can be tough. Moms have a switch in there somewhere. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever seen that switch happen? Let me tell you what you do. If you attack a mama bear's cub, she's not a cute mama anymore. Tender turns to tough in a moment, because moms are just inherently by nature protective of their young. They can't help it. My wife, I, by the way, I've never been a mother. I'm not a mother. I'll never be a mother, but I live with one, and I was raised by one, and the one I'm living with has one. So I've been around mothers my whole life, and I can tell you this. You can push a mother just so far. When you mess with her kids, you got a fight on your hands. And aren't we glad? Because there's nobody tougher than a mother. Moms are tender, but moms are tough. And Mary, there she is. She's there. She's protective. She's tenacious. She's determined. She's relentless. Like the police recruit, he was taking his exam at the police academy, and just to test his loyalty to the law, the exam test question said, "What would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?" And the recruit gave this answer: "Call for backup." Me too. Tender, yes, but tough. Tough. We would give Mary a pass all day long if she was too tender for this moment, but she's too tough not to be here. And moms, thank you for your tenderness. Thank you for your toughness. Thank you for the times that you wrapped your arms around us and held us close and comforted us with your sweet voice. But thank you for the times you got after us too. And thank you for the times that you came to our defense and you protected our honor and you kept us out of trouble and you kept trouble away from us. Moms are tender and moms are tough. Just last year in 2013, maybe you remember the story. It's an earthquake in China, 6.6 magnitude, and as the rescuers are coming through the rubble trying to pull the few survivors out, they hear a sound, they begin to dig, and they find a mother. But not just a mother. They find a little toddler boy under the mother, under the rubble. And she, on her knees and elbows, had sheltered that little boy. As the house around her came crashing down, she sheltered that boy. And she provided the protection he needed, and he survived. Thanks to the protection of a mother. I'm sure in that moment he appreciated her tenderness, but I'm sure as well in that moment he appreciated her toughness. And that story goes viral, and it makes all the evening news shows and news programs, and it's on YouTube, and it's wonderful that it is. But is it really all that surprising, Mom? I'll bet every mom in this building would say, that's what moms do. Tender and tough. Standing by the cross of Jesus, well, there was his mother. I want you to notice another observation. And that's in verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother, in his worst moment, with his dying breath, with the sin and the weight of the world on his shoulders, I want you to notice what Jesus did. Jesus honored his mother. Look at it again. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, that's John, he said to his mother, "Behold your son," meaning John. And then he said to John, "Behold your mother." This is a tender moment of acknowledgement. This is a tender moment in the midst of great hostility, of care and concern and compassion. This is a tender moment in tragedy when Jesus acknowledges and cares for with concern his own mother. Why John? No insult to his siblings, but as far as we know, they weren't believers yet. And as far as we know, they weren't there yet. So John was there practicing the ministry of presence, as we sometimes call it. Jesus knew John, the beloved, and knew his capacity to love and to care for his own mother. Jesus trusted John. And as the oldest son of Mary, it would have been his responsibility to ensure her care. And so John was there, and John was committed, and John was caring and compassionate. Jesus knew John's heart. I suspect Jesus understood that this was the best choice, that John was the likely candidate, the best one, to entrust the care and keeping of his mother. And in that moment, Jesus honored his mother. It's just the keeping of the commandment, right? It's just what Jesus was commanded to do in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It's a commandment for us too. Here's what it says. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. What was Jesus doing on the cross? The worst possible moment with his dying breath. He was obeying the commandment. He was honoring his mother. Honoring. I learned that verse as a young kid. I knew what that verse meant from the earliest of my days. My dad made sure I understood what this verse meant. Honor your father and your mother, or I will take you out. I knew what that meant. My dad was known until the day he died and since as Big Ray. He was a man's man. Athletic, ruddy, hardworking, tough, and fiercely protective of his wife's honor. If one of us kids got to sassing or back talking, got a little sharp tongue with the mom, dishonored or disrespected her, we were taught Exodus 20:12 in the most practical of ways. We knew not to disrespect or dishonor our mother. Honor your mother and father that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. In other words, it's good for your mom that you honor her. It's good that you honor your father for your father, but it's good for you because blessed is the one who honors. You'll be blessed. You'll be honored. You'll be better if you honor your mother and father. That's what Jesus is. It means to attribute value, to esteem highly, to ascribe worth. When we're kids, I suppose it's more practical in the sense that it just means to respect and to obey. To honor mom means to do what mom asks us to do with a good attitude and with the word of yes, ma'am. And when something's given to us, we say thank you because we appreciate all that mom does for us. And we don't disrespect her with our words or with our attitudes. We honor her in our actions through all that we do. We obey her. That's what it means. But when we grow up, it changes. We move from obeying mom as a way of honoring her to honoring her in adult ways. We're no longer bound to obey mom when we have children of our own, but we are not freed from the mandate or the commandment to honor her all the days of our life. There's no shelf life. There are no term limits on honoring of mothers. Honor begins to look more like remembering, acknowledging, noticing, paying attention to, looking out for, providing for, caring for. Those are the kinds of words that adult honor looks like, and that's how we honor our mothers when we're grown. But honor is a commandment. I know sometimes perhaps we feel like it's hard to honor. Sometimes we're self-absorbed. Jesus would have had a right to be self-absorbed, by the way, in the text. It really was all about him in those moments. Sometimes we're just distracted by the busyness of life because we got all this stuff going on and it's just busy world around us and mom's just sort of out of sight, out of mind, and we don't really notice and we don't pay attention. So, distracted. Or sometimes maybe it's bitterness or anger or disappointment or disillusionment. Maybe your mom wasn't perfect. Hey, join the club. If it's any consolation, you weren't a perfect kid either. But maybe there's some hurt there and some wound. And maybe to this day you're still nursing that. You don't want to, but you're having a hard time letting that go. And in the heart of you, there is the notion that you would honor her if she had been more honorable. But I want to remind you today that honoring your mother is not because your mother is honorable. It's because we honor the Lord and his commandment when we honor our moms. Let me remind you that honor isn't the result of honorable behavior. Honor is given like love is giving unconditionally. Maybe the best gift you can give your mother on this Mother's Day is the gift of forgiveness. Maybe you give her a pass for not being perfect. Maybe you let her off the hook for your disappointments. Maybe today you choose, in obedience to the commandment of God, and in order to honor the Lord, to honor your mother, whether you think or feel that she was honorable or not. She's your mother. And if God is your God, then honoring your mother is a way to honor the Lord. Jesus honored his mother. He wasn't self-absorbed. He wasn't distracted. There was no bitterness in him. He was honorable and honoring of his mother. Now, how do we do that in our day and time? Mother's Day cards are good. I recommend them. Flowers are good. I love flowers. Candy. I had a man in the previous service say that I should say chocolates at least twice because he liked to share the chocolates he bought for his wife. Apparently, that was a little self-serving gift there, if you know what I mean. But hey, can't complain about that. But there are some other things we can do for our moms besides the traditional, standard, everyday, ordinary Mother's Day card, flowers, candy, stuffed animal, gift from the mall, whatever. Maybe we can find more practical ways, like Jesus found, to honor our mothers. He remembered her. That's a way to honor our mothers. Don't forget them. Remember them. Remember them fondly and kindly and with honor. If your mother's gone on to be with the Lord, today I hope it's not a sad day for you. Today is a day for you to remember and to honor your mother for the gift that she was to you. I know your heart is hurting. Maybe this is the first Mother's Day without your mother. Just don't sorrow as those who have no hope. Remember where your mother is and honor her and her memory and thank God for her legacy. Maybe your mother's not living here and you can't go by the house today and have lunch with her that she prepared on Mother's Day. Maybe she's not close by, but remember her. And that's easy today. And on all likelihood, your mother's sitting by the phone today waiting for it to ring because she wants to be sure that you remember her on this day. But can I challenge you that honor doesn't expire on Mother's Day? Maybe next week and next month and in the middle of this year when you're an equidistant from this to next Mother's Day, remember your mother. Moms, remember your mother. Jesus remembered his mother. Jesus comforted her. I'm certain that these words were of great comfort to her. He's thinking about her on his cross. His thoughts toward her and his comments toward her must have greatly comforted her. Jesus is thinking about his mom, and his thinking, his remembrance is a comfort to her. He cared for her. There's a very practical piece to this story. Jesus is not just saying something of remembrance and in a way to comfort her. He is meeting practical needs here. He is saying to John the apostle, whom he has great trust and confidence in, see to her, take care of her, be a blessing to her, make sure her needs are met, make sure she's taken care of, protect her if necessary, provide for her. That's what this moment is about. This moment is about ensuring that the mother of Jesus will be taken care of. To honor our mothers at any age or stage of life means to ensure and to be sure that they're okay, that they're provided for, taken care of. That's what it means to honor. And you know, those needs continue throughout the year, and so should our honor, and so should our remembrance, and so should our care and concern and compassion. Remember your mother, comfort her, and care for her needs. That's our job. She took care of our needs, right? She met your needs. Where would you have been if she hadn't? Think of all the dirty diapers you'd still be wearing. That's gross. Think of all the meals you wouldn't have eaten. Think of how long it would have taken you to crawl out of your room with those dirty clothes piled to the ceiling. Think about all of those lonely moments when there was a thunderstorm or lightning and you ran to your mother's arms. Think about all your mother did for you. Think about the work, the labors of love, the tender care and compassion and the toughness that you and I needed in the moment when we needed it and she provided it. Think about all your mom's done for you. And then think about this. Now it's your turn. Now it's my turn. Now it's our turn to take care of our moms. Jesus remembered his mother on the cross, comforted her, cared for her, made sure she'd be okay. Friend, today, if you want to be like Jesus, honor your mother. If you want to be like Jesus, you call yourself a Christian, you are a Christ follower, you aspire to godly Christ-likeness in the power of the Holy Spirit, honor your mother. You love the Word, the Bible. You go to Bible studies. You teach the Word. You teach classes in the Bible. You share your faith. You give in the time of offering. You do all of these things that God has invited you into the doing of. Honor your mother. If you want to be like Jesus, honor your mother. And moms, don't miss this, because you should be encouraged today by the example of Mary. In a tragic end to all she understood and knew about the life of her firstborn son, he's hanging on a cross in shame and in agony and her misery, and yet there she is. Mom, you're still a mom. You stay in the fight. You be encouraged today. You be strengthened today. You strengthen your resolve today. That motherhood didn't expire when your last child turned 18. You were a mother. You are a mother. You will always be a mother. Keep mothering, Mom. And don't worry about if we want it or not. We need it. We need you, Mom. to keep being a mother to us. Oh, sure, the relationship changes, but motherhood is for life. I don't know about you, but I sometimes get disappointed, a little discouraged by what we see these days. You know, people make it big, they make wealth, they get famous, and the next thing you know, they forget where they came from and they forgot who contributed to their success. It's all about them. Everybody exists for the, you know what I mean? You see that a lot. But this last week, we saw a beautiful example of what it looks like to honor your mom. And I apologize to all you Rockets fans. I know we're all a little disappointed we didn't go further, but the Oklahoma City Thunder didn't knock us out. So it's okay to use that as an example. Did you see the acceptance speech of Kevin Durant this week? Did you? In a very teary and emotional speech, reflecting great humility and appreciation for coaches and mentors and fellow players and friends. He closed the speech with the most powerful 30 seconds, not only of this speech, but of anything I've seen in a long time. I want you to watch Kevin Durant as he says thanks to mom.
And last, my mom. We weren't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street. Put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You the real MVP.
You hear what he said? He said, you're the real MVP. The MVP of the NBA is a rather big deal. And for a 25-year-old guy who's got the whole world at his disposal and who has the whole world looking at him, has enough character and sense to look out into the crowd and to see his Mama Wanda sitting right there. And of everything he said, the thing he wanted to make sure everybody heard was this: my mom is the MVP. Mom? Mom, congratulations. Today we are happy to bestow upon you the Most Valuable Player Award. You deserve it.
We hope that you've enjoyed the message today and that it will be a source of encouragement to you this week. At Champion Forest Baptist Church, we desire to help people make sense out of life through Christ-centered living. And that's because with Christ, we have hope and true satisfaction. The Bible clearly states that all men have offended God by worshiping things He created instead of Him. We have chosen to reject His authority in our life and look for satisfaction in things He created instead of Him, which is ultimately pointless given that He is truly the only thing that can satisfy us completely. He is the perfection of everything we seek. The problem is, though, that once we have sinned against Him by turning to these other things, a gap is created between us, not allowing us to access Him anymore to find this satisfaction. God's character demands that our rebellion be accounted for before He forgives us. And this is the beauty of the message of Jesus. Christ is perfect in every way. He never rebelled against God, and He took upon our punishment on Himself so that we could be reconciled to God and be fully satisfied in Him, gaining eternal life. We need Jesus because without Him, we are without hope, both in this life and for eternity. Turn to Christ alone for forgiveness and find satisfaction fully in our great God. Once again, thanks for joining us today, and we hope to see you soon.